Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, it's your boys at the 1973 podcast. I'm here with the crew. I'm on location, Connecticut again,
In the bathroom.
in the bathroom. Here we go. Another hockey tournament, another weekend, and just traveling. So let's go. All right, so Ed, you know how we sat this? One watch. Everybody knows the rules.
That's
Take it
right.
away, Edward.
All right. Hey there, podcast fans. Are you ready to show off your love for the 1973 podcast? We've got over 20 different designs of t-shirts and hoodies that capture the essence of classic stuff. Whether you're a fan of the show or just love that retro feel, we've got something for everyone. From bold prints to subtle nods to your favorite personalities, each piece is made with top-notch quality and the timeless style you crave. Perfect for lounging around at home or making a stay out and about. And don't wait, our collection is flying off the shelves faster than you can say, don't be cheap. Buy a shirt. Visit us now at bonfire.com and grab your favorites before they're gone. And then check out the 1973 podcast t-shirt store on YouTube. Just click the link below.
There we go. All right. So this week's movie was picked by Bradford. And the pick was Scrooged. So are we waiting on Brad still? He's frozen in my screen.
Oh, he's there. He's
He's
there. He's
there.
ready to go.
All right. So, Brad, let's go. Let's hear your take on your pick, Scrooged.
So I picked Scrooge. It is one of my favorite, not like my top favorite holiday film, but one of them. I have the soundtrack on vinyl because you guys know I have a thing for movies with great soundtracks. I had to get it on vinyl, listen to it every Christmas, watch the movie every Christmas. It's just a retelling of that Charles Dickens Night Before Christmas. No, not Night Before Christmas. What is the original called? I don't even
Christmas
know.
Carol.
Christmas Carol. Jeez, I gotta get up on my Christmas lore. But anyway, it's a typical Bill Murray film. He ad-libs. He just like free balls through the whole movie. I don't know if there ever was a script for him, but that's kind of his thing. He does that in every movie. It's got a lot of great stars in it. Benicio del Toro is in it. I forget all the other people, to be honest with you. But
David
it's a really fun
Johansen.
movie. What's that?
David Johansen from New York Dolls.
Yep, great movie. It's a classic Bill Murray. This whole movie, it's just Bill Murray. It's got Bobcat Goldthwait in it when he peaked in that era. So anyway, love the movie. It's kind of funny, kind of serious. It's Scrooged, has a great soundtrack, great ending to the movie. If you don't cry at the end when the little boy says Merry Christmas and all that, you don't have a soul. Anyway, awesome movie. I loved it. I love that one part. When the dad's like, you gotta get, why don't you go get a job or something? He's like, I'm too young or something like that. To me, that part was just hilarious because it's like every dad telling every kid to do that forever. So I'm gonna give it a solid 7.9. And that I'm gonna stick to that. Solid 7.9. Love the movie. Although I'm a Bill Murray fan. Bill Murray's not for everybody. I love Bill Murray shit. It's just, I don't know. His dry, deadpan humor—it just—it makes me laugh. So I like Bill Murray's stuff.
Shaggy, what's your pick on Scrooged?
Yeah, once again, another classic that I'm talking to the toilet.
Yeah. Too much
I'd
stuff going on sometimes.
say another great classic Christmas movie. We always watch it here. Like I said, Bobcat Goldthwait, the best stuff since Police Academy, and I don't know her name, but the Latka's wife from Taxi, she's in it. She was pretty funny.
Carol Kane.
What's her name?
Carol Kane. Yeah,
Oh, thank you. Yes, I have no idea, but yeah,
it's
great movie. I'm trying to think what I'd probably give it like a 7.7. I mean, it's not my top favorite one, but it's definitely a good one that we watch it every year. Same thing. I'm a big Bill Murray fan, so I can watch just about anything he has out there.
Thomas, you're up.
well, first of all, let me tell you, our number one fan sent me his review, Darren, and he said that he thought Carol Kane stole just about every scene she was in. He gave it 7.5. Me personally, it wasn't. I'm going to come off like an asshole probably because I'm not. This wasn't my favorite movie we reviewed so far. I thought it was a little bit, and reading into it, I kind of see why now. I kind of, in certain places of the movie, it kind of loses itself. And from what I was reading online, Bill Murray and the director,
Richard Donner.
Richard Donner, they didn't get along during the movie, filming the movie. Even Bill Murray to this day won't say anything good about the guy. And they were saying that off of what Brad said about the script, they were saying that Bill Murray, I guess, script actually made it to the film because Bill Murray kept changing everything up. One thing I reading into this, I didn't realize Bill Murray, he had taken 4 years off from acting after Ghostbusters. They said he was so overwhelmed with how good it was, how good the movie came off. He was kind of overwhelmed with how successful it was, and he took 4 years off. So I don't know if that has anything to do with him coming back because they had to pay him a shitload of money. I guess he got paid $6 million back then to get it. But I thought I wasn't a huge fan. I don't like David Johansen. And another thing, reading into it, Sam Kinison was the original guy that was supposed to play that character. I think it was Christmas Past, and Bill Murray stepped in. Bill Murray, David Johansen are good friends, and Bill Murray stepped in. He had a little bit more pull than Donner did, and he got David Johansen the role. But we talk about like quotable lines. There weren't a whole lot of quotable lines to that day. I'm going to give a 6.5.
6.5, Ed, you're up.
All
I
right,
gotta
well,
move. I gotta change locations. Coming in
He's in the
lousy.
hallway. He's on the run.
Yep.
I
Tough to run.
thought
Tough to run around your underwear, I'll tell you that.
it was I thought it was a good movie. I mean, typical Bill Murray movie. I totally forgot that Bobcat Goldthwait was in it until I watched it the other night. I thought it was entertaining. You know, I mean, that girl Karen Allen was in the movie. She was from Animal House. And
Otter's chick.
I think that overall it was a good movie, entertaining. I mean it was it was basically, I'd say it was probably like, I don't know, seven. I'd say 7.0. That's what I got. Quotable. Can you watch it over and over again? Of course. Timeless classic. But it does translate well into all generations, though. Like they, you know. And there was some good scenes, so
That you call it.
yeah, 7.0,
You're sticking to it.
Rookie score.
Man. So here's a little fun fact on this movie. I never watched it. Never ever watched it. Seen it, come across a bunch of things, never owned it. It's on every Christmas. It was one of those movies that was in the theater that just when it came and went, never went to see it with the old man, and it was just always there. So it was great for Brad to bring it up because I probably would have watched it. Not a big, huge Christmas Carol type movie fan, especially like when it's been rehashed or redone or whatever. Just my two cents. Is this movie like something I would own back in the day? Probably not. Is it that quotable? Not really. I didn't see any famous quotes in it. Is it on every Christmas? If it wasn't a Christmas movie, would it be on every year? Probably not. So hard score for me, probably my lowest score yet, but good for creating a little controversy. 6.8 for me on the Scrooged. So that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. A little dated too. If you go back and watch it, the special effects are a little bit, man, it doesn't stick like Die Hard does still, you know. So yeah, Die Hard's a little dated when you go back and watch it, but it's still, a classic. Right, exactly. So I'm gonna.
Look, have you ever tried to crawl through an AC duct? They're not big enough for any human being to get in.
I'll say I'm too fat. It'll dimple.
How about Shawshank when he's gonna crawl through the pipe of shit? You ever try to do that? I
You ever
mean,
hit the dick of me?
without passing out?
I live in
Can't say that I have. Thank you.
I'm living it every day, Andy. Thank you very much.
It can't be that bad, Brad. You got money to buy shirts, so
That
it can't be that bad. Brian, before we move on, that's a great shirt, isn't
is a really, really, really nice shirt.
You guys should get one.
It is grab like we said.
Buy a shirt so Andy can find a nice studio to tape in.
You get the fuzzy seat cover of the toilet.
He's on this Holiday Inn Express Wi-Fi. It's killing
me. Phantom, take it away.
Yeah, you know, I like the movie. I like to consider myself a Bill Murray guy. I like how they take the dark humor and throw it on the classic. So you know, it was fun. It's a fun movie. I hadn't watched it probably 30 years. I haven't watched it in years. And I turned it on, and when it had Lee Majors in the beginning, I totally forgot all about that. So the first 5 minutes was the best part of the movie for me. Couldn't believe they had Lee Majors on there. I thought that part was awesome. But yeah, no, it was good. I liked it. I kind of fall with you guys. It's as far as like one of my Christmas movies, probably like not top 10, but it's fun. Bill Murray's funny. And that, but I'll go 6.9. How about that?
69. Nice.
So your pick for next week is for homework.
I am going to go Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Yes.
Fantastic.
I already have my score.
One of my favorite movies.
Can we play the cards now?
The greatest movie character of all time, Jeff Spicoli.
Spicoli.
Awesome.
Also, isn't that one principal guy in this movie? Is he?
What's his name from My Favorite Martian?
Mr. Hand.
Yeah. Well, Mr. Hand, yeah, but
Mr. Hand.
Roy.
Oh no, yeah. It's not the guy I'm thinking of. Never mind.
Okay.
Anyway,
I know love that guy, movie. I know the guy you're thinking of. He was one of the homeless dudes.
Love this movie.
Okay, so Fast Times at Ridgemont High for next week. And Thomas, what is the final score on Scrooged?
Group score, 7.1.
What was score yet?
Exactly what I thought.
Tied with Emmett.
I feel like if we reviewed any Bill Murray movie, it would be like in a low 7, high 6 range.
So far, what is our highest score in movie if you have the notes?
Rogue One.
Shawshank was a 9.1.
Okay. Oh,
that's a 9.1 on IMDb.
Okay, so we're right in the cusp of movie professionals. Another thing we can put on the list. Self-proclaimed movie professionals.
So whatever, Cisco.
By the way, Brad, I watched the sequel to A Christmas Story the other day. You were right, that sucked.
Now there's
Christmas
two,
Story
right?
2 sucks.
Yeah.
Christmas Story.
Right, with the roller. That's they bad.
Oh, all right. That's what I thought you were talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, didn't they have like Macaulay Culkin's brother in that shitty one?
Yeah, the second one, I don't even know what that was about. That I was watched awful. Like 5 minutes of it.
Yeah.
All right. So, Thomas, before we transition into some sports talk, I want to bring up something with the wrestling. The CM Punk save. Did anybody see that in the towel and the shower cap?
Yeah.
Bradford?
I mean, it's CM Punk. He WWE. He dropped the pipe bomb. He went to AEW, basically dropped another pipe bomb, you know, and then came back to the WWE. I think he's just realizing, like, I got to do some stupid shit every now and then. You know what I mean? He's given some of his best work, because that Hell in a Cell with Drew McIntyre at Bad Blood was off the fucking chain. He's doing his best shit right now, so why not have a little bit of fun? And this wasn't for a PLE. It wasn't for any, like, it wasn't even a televised thing. It was a holiday tour house show. Go have some fun, man. I'm down for it, dude. You know what I mean? I don't mind it.
No, I thought it was funny. If you didn't expect it, it's something that pops up and you're like, ah, that's kind of funny. But is it in bad taste? No, not really. I mean,
no. I think it's a thing of him trying too hard. It's like, look at me, I'm one of the boys. I can
It's not like what Vince had, what Shawn Michaels or somebody tried to come out and like show their dick on TV or something. It wasn't like that. Like it was PG. It was tasteful.
That was China.
It was
Yeah.
fun. Damn.
She's got a big dick.
So, real quick, I want to ask Brad, especially with Penta showing up hopefully on Monday, and Ricky Starks is now a free agent. Thoughts on WWE signing Ricky Starks? What do you think?
I don't know. I just feel like the WWE roster is loaded. I mean, it's loaded. They do have a shit ton of injuries right now. The Penta signing, I mean, if he shows up, they've already had the vignettes or whatever, the little zero with the go through it. Also, little known fact, when KO hit that pile driver on Cody, that's Penta's finisher. Then when Cody was laying on the floor, he threw up Penta's sign. Can you see that? So a lot of little tidbits, cool little details in there. But even, I don't know. I think the roster is super loaded right now with talent. Unless somebody gets let go, they let some people go find their ways. I don't know, man. But just see how, I
Fun
guess they
though.
would. When they go to Netflix, Raw and SmackDown are both going to be 3 hours, right?
Too
So, I mean,
much.
that's a lot of damn wrestling to watch in 1 week. But maybe
Much.
they'll have room for everybody. I don't know.
Did you hear the rumor that they may they haven't I've heard some people say it's gonna happen, some people not, but talking about bringing a tribal chief belt into the mix.
I saw that.
Stupid.
Stupid.
No,
So
thank you.
stupid. This is when
No.
TKO is getting involved and they're fucking ruining the shit. Like, stop signing new stars. You have a very good, talented roster. Develop these guys. When you pull them up from NXT, don't lose them in the fucking shuffle because that's all they're doing right now. They're getting caught up on this stupid draft they do every year. They get caught up to Raw and SmackDown, and then where do they go? They just
Obscurity.
disappear, man. They disappear. Like,
Yeah.
stop doing that. Give them a push and let's age out some of these other guys, but I don't know. We'll see how it goes, man.
Right before we move on, I did see a funny clip. I don't know if you guys saw it. Somebody got Kevin Owens on camera when Jacob Fatu was spinning his hair, like, and he was getting all the making the face like the water was hitting him in the face from the dreads. I don't know if you guys saw that, but it was
Didn't see
hilarious.
it.
It was hilarious. It was just like total character, like a wink wink to the people that caught it, and it was really good. So they're firing on all cylinders and in the right direction. I just wish that for the things that they want to mimic the UFC for is all the wrong stuff. They should try to mimic it for making it more legitimate of the way it looked, rather than trying to copy the titles for them all to look the same. That I can't stand that at all. In the women's stuff, they don't need more belts, please.
No.
It take away addition by subtraction, as they say. Thomas, time for your segment, Tom's Shitty Picks. Let's talk some sports.
Okay, Tom's Shitty Picks is brought to you by Brock Street Brewing Company, located at 244 Brock Street South in Whitby, Ontario. Everything is brewed in-house, including their hard iced teas, their beers, vodka sodas, and their hard seltzers. So if you're in the Whitby, Ontario area, go check them out and tell them the 1973 podcast sent you. All right, well, my picks from last week still haven't happened yet. That's coming up these next few days. But going off of those picks, my pick this week, I'm picking the championship. So mark it down, boys. Go put your money down. So I'm taking, although I'm an Oklahoma fan, I'm going horns up. I'm going Texas over Notre Dame in the championship game. I just think that Texas, they've got too good of a defense. I mean, they're to and Notre Dame, I think, has got an easier side of the bracket to get through. I think they'll get through it. And I'm going with Texas with just enough offense and really good defense.
All right, Thomas. So I'm looking mostly at the Phantom for this one. We were requested to talk. How can we be a sports podcast when we're not talking World Juniors? That's what was proposed to me. Latvia, thoughts?
You know me. I'm a huge fan of the World Junior Tournament. This shit is, if you like hockey, this is hockey at its best.
Ed, we're looking at you, Ed.
All right.
Ed, you got to watch it.
Okay. Awesome.
Yeah, you're looking at all the top guys that are going to be in this year's draft. So it's pretty much all the kids. There's always controversy about like who makes the rosters, who does it. So you got like Canada dropping that game to Latvia. Latvia had like never beaten them before. Latvia is coming in with like one of the youngest rosters ever. They got like even a kid that's like 15 years old on the team. So they beat the powerhouse Canada, and then today they had to play U.S. So you look at their schedule, they got to play the two best teams. And I mean, U.S. kind of, I think U.S. beat them today 5-1, but it was a close game for a while. So it's not like they were a fluke team. I mean, they're definitely an underdog team, but I think if they're going to keep probably the same team together for a couple of years. You never know. Maybe they might 2 or 3 years from now, they might sneak in on somebody. But you got to think that the Americans are the favorite to win it all. They've never won back to back either. So I don't know if people are counting out Canada because they lost. Go ahead.
The greatest Latvian goalie of all time. Who is it?
Erbe.
You know what?
Not my
Latvia.
Sucks. Ugly helmet. Gee. Shitty goalie.
Big loss for Canada in this tournament. They lost their one of their best defensemen, who was a top like 15 prospect in the draft this year. Matt Schaefer, he broke his collarbone, so that'll hurt.
Yeah.
But I'm going with Sweden in the final. I think Sweden, it's going to be a repeat, I think, of last year's final. I think they're playing a little bit pissed off and because the U.S. beat them in a heartbreaker last year. I'm going with Sweden.
Yeah, Jet Luchenko scored a nice goal for Canada. That's the only bright spot that they've had so far. So let's move on and talk a little college football. Ed?
We're not going to talk about USA playing Freebird every time they score a goddamn goal?
Every time.
Every time. Fucking A.
Thoughts on the...
Brad, what do you think about World Juniors?
I don't even know what sport you guys are talking about. Hockey. Yeah, the World Juniors are hockeying very well. It is great hockey. They're slapping the puck, man. Slapping the puck. Thomas, just like this.
What do you got?
Let's go with that. See what Ed thinks. Let's give a little preview of what each matchup in the next round. See who people pick. How about you, Ed? The Oregon-Ohio State game.
Well, I mean, Oregon already beat them once. And I will have to say that, you know, I'm going to go with Oregon on that one. I just they're a complete team. They're ranked number one. They haven't lost a game all year long. I mean, they are due for a loss. But I think that they're going to pull that one out.
All right. Go around, Shaggy.
When Ohio State loses, we all win.
How about you, Phantom?
I think Ohio State's going to win.
Not a Cowboys game.
How about you, Brad?
Ohio State, good. I'm not super impressed with them this year. I don't think they're like that dominant team that can get it done. Oregon, however, I think is the team that can get it done.
Yeah, I just think Will Howard's going to make a mistake in the big. After seeing that screw up, I actually think it was against Oregon. I just think he's not built for the big game, and I think having so much pressure on him, I think he's going to choke. The next game, Texas and Arizona. What do you think, Ed?
I think Texas is going to roll Arizona State unless the running back from Arizona State rips off 200 yards running. And Texas's defense is pretty stout. So I don't know. I think Texas is going to roll them. That's what I think.
Jackie?
Yeah, I think Texas wins, but I mean, I won't be upset if Arizona State wins. I like their coach. I like how things are going there, but yeah, I'm going with Texas.
Phantom?
I'm going Texas. I agree with you. I think Texas.
How about you, Brad?
Texas for sure.
Andy, I don't want you to hit you. Texas. Just say Texas.
Ask the kid; she's right there.
Yeah.
All right.
The pool.
The next game: Penn State and Boise State. Ed.
Man, I would love to see Boise State pull it off. Their running back is awesome. And Penn State just hasn't wowed anybody this year. They've played a lot of like competitive game, a lot of competitive teams, and they've pulled it out. But boy, would I love to see Boise roll them. I really just would. I'd love the running back for Boise State. He is just a man amongst boys, and if he could really like put on a great show and show, hey, Boise State belongs and he belongs, in college football, and that there's not much of a drop off. So, and if I remember correctly, Boise State, 15, 16 years ago, beat somebody in a bowl game that they
Don't you
never.
remember? I don't remember that.
Many moons have passed since then.
Jaggy, who you got?
Yeah, I like to see Boise State. I could see their coach from Penn State, Franklin, screwing this up. But then on the other hand, I won't be surprised if we come back and Penn State blew them out of the water. But I'm going Boise State.
Phantom?
Think Penn State's going to spank them.
Brad?
There'll be no hook and ladder plays on this one, fellas. It's going to be Penn State. They're going to, granted, they haven't played a ranked opponent, and when they did, they got beat. But Boise State, as good as that running back, everything Ed said, as good as he is, it's a prove it game for him. It's a prove it game for Penn State.
I was reading something with Franklin. Since he's been the head coach there, he's 3-17 against a ranked team. But I think they're going to win this game. I think
Jeez.
Boise State, out of all the teams left, Boise State, and they really haven't played a lot of like quality opponents. They're giving
They
up.
played Oregon the first game of the year.
They
They
did,
almost beat them. Yeah,
but
they almost beat them.
they're giving up 21 points a game. I just think Penn State's going to the defense is good enough to keep them down a little bit. And I'd say Penn State wins by 10.
Franklin from Peanuts, Tom.
Yes. Next game, Notre Dame versus Georgia. Ed?
I'm going with the Bulldogs, man. Even though they're having their second string quarterback, but when he played this year, he actually played better than Beck did. So, and I'm not overly impressed with Notre Dame because they really haven't beat anybody. They rolled Indiana, and Indiana was outclassed from the beginning. And then on top of that, they lost to Northern Illinois, and they got and Northern Illinois really put it to them at the beginning of the year. And quite frankly, I'm not overly impressed with Notre Dame. So that's what I'm going with. I'm going with Georgia.
Jaggy?
I agree. I think their backup quarterback's even better than the starter was. So I'm going to go with Georgia. And I mean, Notre Dame is down there with Ohio State with me, so I'll never pick them. Phantom?
Yeah,
I'm going Georgia. That's a no-brainer. I don't think it's gonna be.
What? No. I'm going Notre Dame. So, Brad?
Your boy got free tickets to the Sugar Bowl, so I'll be there reporting live for the 1973 podcast.
Nice.
I'm gonna take Lucas, but so I'll have to be responsible. I can't get like crazy there. But just what Ed said, Notre Dame didn't play anybody this season. They never fucking do. When they do, they get their asses whooped. This is the same situation. Georgia is built for adversity. First string, second string, third string quarterback don't matter. Georgia Bulldogs, put it down, make it official.
Looking ahead for the Oregon Texas game, the reason I'm taking Texas is the game's actually being played in the Cotton Bowl, so that's going to be like a home game for
Oh, home
Texas.
field
So,
advantage
yeah.
for sure.
All right, AC.
All right, so college football. Oh, Chaggy's got his hand up.
I got one more I want to add. It's not a championship game, but for me being a local guy, the Duke Mayo Bowl, the Virginia Tech versus Minnesota, the quarterback for Virginia Tech, a Springfield boy. He beat Virginia to put them in the playoffs. I know Virginia's not good. So I'm excited to see him play in that bowl game. So it'll be fun to see. That's all.
Good ad. Good ad. Good ad. Thomas, time for some NFL picks. Is this the last week of the season?
We're picking for week 18, so we're a week ahead. We're going to be a week ahead again.
Okay.
Next week is it.
Brad,
But
messed up. Brad, no more picks.
it helps if I follow along.
Well, going into this past week, I'll tell you, Andy went 13-3. Ryan and Ed went 12-4. Tom and Brad went 10-6. And Shaggy, your method of taking all underdogs except for Dallas did not work out so well. You went 3-13. But overall record, Andy is 170-70. Ryan is 165-75. Ed is 163-77. Tom is 162-78. Brad is 160-80. And Shaggy is 129-90.
About 500.
So this week, the five games, I think I picked three good games, and the other two, it kind of the rest of us, the slate is locking. So first game, Detroit Lions at home against the Minnesota Vikings. Andy.
Give me Lions.
All righty. Brad.
Detroit.
All righty. Phantom.
Lions.
All righty. Shaggy.
Yeah, I'm going Lions too.
All righty. Ed.
Going with the Lions. Clean sweep.
Yep, clean sweep. I'm going with the Lions in that game as well. Darnold, sooner or later, he's going to come back down to earth. He's going to start seeing ghosts again. But game two.
That's when the playoffs come.
Yeah. Game two could be for the division. The LA Rams at home against the Seattle Seahawks. Andy?
Give me Seattle, I guess.
All righty. Brad?
Seattle.
Is that who you're taking, or are you laughing at Andy's pick?
No, that's what I'm taking.
Okay. All righty. Phantom.
Rams.
All righty.
Plus one. Good guy.
Shaggy?
We're tied.
I'm going to go Rams, too.
All righty. Ed?
Going with the Rams.
I am as well. I think Geno Smith will make one or two mistakes in that game, and the Rams are coming along. And I'm not saying that because I have them in a pool where I could win a lot of money this week. But,
wishful thinking.
Allegedly.
Game three, the Denver Broncos at home against the Kansas City Chiefs. Andy.
It's the last week. Are the Chiefs still undefeated?
They lost one.
Give me the Chiefs.
All righty. Brad?
The Chiefs are locked up, though, right?
Yes. Yeah.
I think they got home field. They got number one seed. I'll go with Denver. That game they just played with Cincinnati.
Yep.
They were balling out. So
that was a great game, wasn't it?
Yeah,
it good was. Game.
Did the Broncos win?
No, they lost in overtime. 24. Phantom?
I'll go Denver.
Denver.
Denver. Yeah, I'm going Denver too.
All righty. Ed?
I'm going to go with Denver because I think Kansas City is going to rest a lot of people going into the second half.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Denver has to win the game now to make the playoffs. So
yeah.
I am must going to win on that game. Next game, Pittsburgh Steelers at home against the Cincinnati Bengals. Andy.
Give me the Bengals.
All righty. Brad.
The Bengals are on like a 4 or 5 game win streak. Did you know that?
Yes.
I did now.
I'm picking Cincinnati.
I love the passion, Ed. Yeah.
Brad? I mean,
oh, shit.
Fuck yeah, I do. I'll take the Bengals. Like Ed said.
Jaggy?
I'm taking the Bengals too.
Rent this space, please.
All righty.
Yeah, Cloud County, Las Vegas, baby.
Ed,
that's where the billboard is.
Ed, I assume you're going with Cincinnati?
Yeah, I researched the area code.
I'm taking Cincinnati in that game as well. I think Russell Wilson's coming back down to earth. And I'm calling an audible on this fifth game, just for you Dallas fans.
No.
Cowboys at home against the Washington Commanders. Andy.
I'm going Commando.
All righty. Brad?
Bro, no CeeDee Lamb, no Dak, no run game, O-line's in shambles.
Shitty coach.
Shitty coach. Defense is struggling. How are you going to do me like this, Tom? I got to pick Washington, man.
All righty. Phantom.
Ed, ask me if I'm taking the Cowboys.
Hey, Ryan, are you going to take the Cowboys?
No.
Jaggy.
Well, after listening to the two Cowboy Scouts, I guess I'll pick the Redskins.
All righty. Ed?
I'm going to go with the Commanders. The artist formerly known as the Redskins.
AKA.
I am going to go with Dallas because I think Washington's going to sit everyone because they can't go either up or down in the playoffs. I think I'm taking Dallas in that game.
They don't sit him against Dallas.
Playing for stats.
They do if they want to win a playoff game. All right, AC, that's the five games.
All right. So, you know, sports talk in the books, wrestling check, movie of the week check. That means it's time to put that tinfoil hat on and enter the Twilight Zone. Cue the music, Thomas.
All righty. Brad Tinfoil Hat Conspiracy of the Week is brought to you by the book Loving Elliot, a fitting tribute to undying love written by our very own Andy Clark. Available on Amazon.com, Elliot was the oldest special needs Jack Russell Terrier when he passed away at the age of 21. Here you go, Brad.
Oh, glad you guys could join us. I was just finishing up a session of reading Loving Elliot. So you guys should get it. Look it up on Amazon. Written
hey,
by...
You don't read that thing like LeBron, do you?
How does he read? Does he know how to read?
He just the bookmark's always on page one.
Oh yeah, I know what you're talking about. So this week's tinfoil hat, I got notes, but it won't be that long. So Jay-Z, we all know Diddy's been accused. R. Kelly is in jail. Jay-Z just got accused. It's a civil case. But the thing about these civil cases is they all turn into criminal cases later on. The R. Kelly thing started as a civil case. The P. Diddy thing started as a civil case. And once there enough people come forward, enough evidence gets collected in these civil trials and these investigations, then the feds step in. So people are kind of speculating Jay-Z is about to get hemmed up by the feds. Anyway, so back in the day, there used to be these big four rap moguls, whatever you want to call them, rap superstars. There was Usher, it was Diddy, Jay-Z, and R. Kelly. They were even talking, the four of them, of starting like this big super group of just the four of them. Never happened. Anyway, there's speculation now, after all these people have gone down, that Jay-Z was either an informant with the feds, or that he was like the ringleader of all of this shit, that he was protected. And that whenever somebody got out of line or somebody effed up or he wanted to like propel himself forward in the business, he would kind of go to the feds and be like, hey, R. Kelly's peeing on people. Go arrest him. Hey, Diddy's throwing white parties and, you know, banging underage girls, guys, doesn't matter. He doesn't really discriminate. Go get him. So he would do this and sacrifice them to keep himself relevant and in the top tier of rappers. Because I started like researching Jay-Z. A lot of folks don't even think he's a good rapper. Like, he kind of sucks as a musician. So ask yourselves, why is he so famous? What has he done? When was his last album even released? It's been a minute. Okay. So they were hanging out back in the day. They were hanging out with an artist named Aaliyah. Do y'all remember Aaliyah? Aaliyah was like 13 or 14 years old when she started hanging out with these guys. They were grown as men. R. Kelly and Jay-Z were trying to date Aaliyah. They were like beefing over that shit. She was a teenage girl. Am I frozen somewhere? Is that why y'all are laughing?
Okay. No. Did she marry R. Kelly when she was like 15 or something?
There was something weird like that. Yeah. They tried to get married and... But so R. Kelly was dating her, Jay-Z.
And did you spray him?
No, I'm asking for a water.
A water.
That's your spray.
Jay-Z was trying to date her.
Spraying like in
front. You got a piss.
So for whatever reason, like Jay-Z and Aaliyah didn't work out, right? So back then they were saying Aaliyah was supposed to be the next big thing, though. She was supposed to be what Beyonce is now. That was the projection that Aaliyah's career was supposed to take. Of course, that never worked out. And Jay-Z and Beyonce got together and turned into this power couple that are best friends with Obama and Michelle. Michelle and Barack Obama. And they're like deep in the weeds with that. So Aaliyah was on her way. She made a movie called Queen of the Damned. Remember that. It's going to come up later. She mysteriously died in a plane crash. Go figure. In comes Destiny's Child. At the same time, they're blowing up. They're going on tour with TLC. TLC was the headliner. What happened to TLC? Lisa Left Eye gets, you know, dies mysteriously. So basically, Beyonce sacrificed her two biggest competitors, goes solo. And of course, during this time, Beyonce was already blowing up when Lisa Left Eye died, allegedly. But still part of the sacrifice to get Beyonce big. So anyway, Beyonce, Jay-Z, they get together. They make a music video. She blows up in a car and dies. She like goes into the car like old Beyonce, like Southern Belle, Sweet and Innocent, comes out of the flames like the Phoenix, more occult symbolism, and is now Sasha Fierce. That's when she took on that Sasha Fierce like mentality. Releases an album called I Am dot 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 Sasha Fierce. Who refers to themselves as the great I Am? That's a worthy a God. In the Bible, God refers to himself as I Am. So they're already saying, like, well, she's like ripping on this biblical reference, like it's already demonic at this point, right? Then she goes on and does the Super Bowl performance. We all remember that. You can literally YouTube this performance and see where her face is like going through this transfiguration. She's like changing her face and everything. They're saying that's when like the Sasha Fierce died and like this Queen Bee mentality persona came to fruition. It was in that Super Bowl performance. Guess which elementary school band performed at Beyonce's Super Bowl performance?
Oh, the school in Connecticut.
Sandy Hook, bro. What song did Sandy Hook play? Over the Rainbow, which is like page one in MK Ultra's Mind Control Manual, is freaking Over the Rainbow from The Wizard of Oz. So all that weird shit goes down. And then, of course, she refers to herself now as like the Queen Bee. She wants the hive mentality, right? Because she wants to be the queen of the damned, of us, the people. We're the damned. She wants to be the queen of the damned. Jay-Z refers to himself as Jehovah. Jehovah, another biblical reference in the Bible. God refers to himself as Jehovah. It's another, there's like 15 or 20 different names for God in the Bible. Jehovah is one of them. Jay-Z also had a clothing line. Part of that clothing line had a like a motto or something printed on it. It said, "Do without will." What other nutbag used to always say, "Do without will"? I'll give $100 if somebody can guess it.
Nope.
Too late. Cosby. Nope. Close. Aleister Crowley. Basically, the guy that wrote the Devil's Handbook on the occult.
Mr. Crowley.
So, yeah, Black Sabbath did a song about him. So how in the hell does a 30-year-old rapper who grew up selling crack in New York City even know who the fuck Aleister Crowley is? I had to go deep in the weeds of conspiracy theories to find out who Aleister Crowley is. And that's with today's technology. So how does this guy do that 20 years ago, 30 years ago?
Public library.
So it's a little weird to me, man. It's a little weird. Also, he's probably going to jail anyway. So,
Brad, I'm confused. Can you start over?
No. Now, I told you this was a deep one. If you didn't pay attention, that's your fault, Tom. You can go back and rewatch the podcast and buy a t-shirt.
Will there be clip notes to this version?
No. You guys, if you want a podcast, you got to buckle in and get ready for these tinfoil hat conspiracies, because sometimes they're quick, sometimes they're in depth, and that's the bottom line.
There's a meme somewhere, and all I can picture is Brad as Charlie Day, where there's like a million little strings going all
Pepe
like
Lopez
directions, and
that's how I felt doing this one, man. Like when you start pulling the strings at Diddy and Jay-Z and R. Kelly, bro. It's
bro. Are they strings or Benoit beads?
I don't know what Benoit beads are, but they're
somebody
those.
Fill them in. Ed?
Don't fill them in.
No. No.
You don't want to fill them.
Somebody in. Fill me in.
He wants him. He wants him in.
Only two thumbs worth.
Brad, so in all seriousness, how seedy do you think the whole entertainment Hollywood industry is, and how far back do you think it right from the rip they've always been like that?
It is 100% seedy, nefarious. It all the way back to the Black Dahlia, all the way back. That is probably the starting point of when Hollywood turned into just satanic bullshit.
I think that because of the glitz and the glamour and the amount of money that they've thrown at these people all over the years, that with the amount of people that show up to get into that business all the time, they have to have, I'm not saying it's the right way, but they have to have some way to separate, are you in or are you out? And how far are you going to be in? It's almost like a fraternity, almost like the easiest way to put it. Tom's got the aluminum foil out midway through.
He's got it on like Ric Flair tonight.
Yep.
Yes. Don't worry, I have a new accessory next week for it. I just haven't broken out.
Thomas, what's your take on this whole thing?
I wouldn't surprise me in the least. I mean, I could see Jay-Z running everything, and I could see him doing the old James Wood in Digstown, pulling the tie in Diddy Takes the Fall and Die. No. But honestly, I wouldn't surprise me at all if what Brad said is right. I think the older I get, the more crooked I think everything is, to be honest with you. Mm. I mean, President Musk.
I'm loving the Digstown friggin' reference. I'm loving that.
That's a good pull. That's a good pull. Ed, you want to weigh in on this conspiracy theory this week?
I'd have to say that it's I mean, to be a smart ass, I mean, well, I'm Brad, just remember, I mean, America is the land of opportunity. I mean, you know, New York public schools are pretty good. The New York Public Library is pretty awesome. So, you know, I mean, he could have learned about all the, you know, Aleister Crowley there, just saying.
Really. You know. Bro, if he's in the library reading Aleister Crowley.
While selling crack.
Yeah, well, see, a lot of customers there, you know.
Yeah, and, a lot of customers there. So
they can read more books, you know.
You don't need a Corey check to go in the library.
Yeah,
that is true.
I just think that, you know, I mean, really, when you think about it, is that Hollywood's been disgusting and crooked for a long time. It's nothing new. If you watch that thing about Shirley Temple, about how she, what they did to her and her mom when she went to the competing studio for that one movie, it's not a surprise. So, I mean, I couldn't put it past anybody anymore at this point.
Phantom?
Yeah, I pretty much agree with you guys. It's they have their pick of the litter. They got a zillion kids heading in that direction, and why are they just going to pick the best one? They're going to pick whoever can give them something or who's willing to pay the price. It's almost like you're buying in. Do you want to be rich? Everybody can sit back and go, that would never be me. Until you're in that room with the door closed and going, fucking being rich sounds pretty fantastic. So, you never know.
Everybody's got a price for the $1 million man, right?
No wealth.
Yeah.
Yep.
And a lot of times they're picking on the poor. So they're not taking kids that are well off. They're taking the poor that came from Shittsville. So a little easy to kind of turn them towards you want to be famous.
You leave Bieber alone.
Ooh.
Hey.
He's from Canada.
Bieber's a victim.
Trailer park.
Yep. So, Brad, you want to wrap that up with a neat little bow, and we'll move
neat
on.
Little bow.
There we go.
Yep.
Shout outs. Finish up.
Oh, shout outs. Let's go.
Yeah, let's go. Thomas, what do you got this week?
Oh, boy.
I got nothing.
nothing at all. Not even tinfoil reference or anything?
No tinfoil. I got something coming next week. Oh, I'll give a shout out to Chris. We miss him. Come back. Or else I'm going to have to do something
extreme
along the lines of a milk carton.
Yeah.
Shaggy, what do you got this week?
Once again, like, shout out to you guys. Hope you have a great new year. Hope it's safe. Everything goes well. And I'll see you guys next week. That's about it.
Episode 99 next week. Ed, what do you got?
Gretzky.
That's right. I was just going to say, next week is the Wayne Gretzky episode. Well, I just want to say, you know, hope everybody has a great, happy, and healthy new year. I'd like to thank Liz for my hat. You know, she hooked me up with my hat. So, you know, I Very appreciate nice. It. You know, so, you know, representing, you know. So, other than that, boys, good to see you as always.
You're going
to
wear it in public, I hope, Ed.
Of course.
Oh, good man. Yep.
One thing, come on, Brad, you got to time this better. Episode 99 next week, you could have waited for the Jay-Z thing. 99 problems.
Oh, 90, yeah.
Oh, I should have done that. I don't know Jay-Z songs, though, so I don't.
Yeah, you should be listening to Creed on repeat.
Oh, yeah.
Phantom, what do you got?
I want to shout out Brad for getting all excited about this hockey. He's got his hockey t-shirt on. We got hockey in the logo. We need to talk some hockey.
No.
Well, that's what that is.
That's the first time we've talked hockey in like 6 weeks.
Come on, Brad.
First of all, this is what burns my ass, all right? A flame about this tall. But I came on the podcast to talk wrestling and football. Y'all goat wrote me. It's a conspiracy. Y'all goat wrote me into talking hockey. I don't know dick about fuck about hockey. All right.
You hear so what I we say about football? We don't know shit about fucking football either.
All right. This is your humiliation ritual to get in.
Look, can we just keep it to talking wrestling and, you know, which is the real sports entertainment? It's what we're all here to watch and learn and have fun with anyway. Let's just make it a whole hour of wrestling. Let's just do that. And
Brad, I got to close it out.
You're
like,
the boss.
When do we make Brad watch Slapshot?
Well, it's coming. We got 99 podcasts, but a problem might want. That's how it goes.
I've watched that movie Goon with Stifler. I like that Stifler movie. That was a good hockey movie.
The Goon.
Goon?
The Goon. And then the movie with what's his name? And there's America, and they're fighting the Russians, and they're playing hockey and shit. I like
that. That's real shit.
Miracle? That's real life.
That's real shit. I like that movie.
Bring on Youngblood.
We're all coming. Relax. We only get one pair.
Hey, Shaggy, chill out, buddy.
Sorry, 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 sorry. Let's watch Iron Claw.
All right. We're going to wrap this up later, everybody.